Let's go down to the Elks dressing room. Thomas Costigan, the defensive end, joining us. Thomas, does this feel kind of like the, as well as you played? I thought you played the Bombers very, very well and at times outplayed them. But, man, is this going to feel like the one that got away?
Yeah, definitely. I think it was our game for the most part. I felt like we had the momentum, and it was a fun game to be a part of. You know, when you go into the fourth quarter tied, there's a lot of adrenaline, and you get that love for the game again, especially when in a close game like that. So it's exciting. It sucks that it slipped away, but we got some promise, and we'll get better from it.
And one thing that seemed just a marked improvement from last week in Winnipeg is the way you brought the physicality.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were able to step to them this time and really kind of hit them before they hit us, punch them in the mouth before they could punch us in the mouth. And we were able to score some points first off that safety, so that was pretty really good for us.
Thomas, you had 5 tackles tonight and a sack. Your numbers are really good. You haven't been an every down player for a lot of the games this year. You played an awful lot tonight because of the injuries, and you're a starter tonight. Talk about your progression this year. It seems that the more playing time you get, the more impact you're trying to make.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just trying to make the most of my opportunities and see them as they come. The first game I didn't get any reps, and the second game I got a few reps and I made the most of those reps. So I'm just trying to build on each week and make the most of every single rep I get, because I know they're limited.
You got a break now coming up with the bye week. Is that good? Is that bad? Or how do you feel going into a bye week and having to wait a couple of weeks to play to try and salvage something out of this season?
I think it's good. We had some injuries to the D-line, so that'll be good for us. But just to instill the fight back in the team, you know what I mean? After last week's loss, it wasn't – there was – it's just everyone's down, you know, after a terrible game like that. So come out this game and be close, be in it, and go into bye week strong, and know that we have a talented team and know that we can play with anybody kind of lets us build our confidence, and hopefully we'll get better from this bye week.
All right, Thomas, thanks for your time. Enjoy your break. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you very much.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.